Glad to have our next guest, too. What an interesting story. I mean, stories she is. Julia Davis is here, a.k.a. Bud Snow. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. First, we have to explain the Bud Snow thing. So you're an artist. You've been an artist for a long time.
Yes.
You're taking on a huge project in downtown Santa Rosa. But first, Julia, you have to explain to us why you sometimes go by Bud Snow.
Well, I actually always go by Bud Snow in terms of my art. Many years ago, I was looking for a pseudonym. My name is pretty common. There's a lot of Julia Davises out there. And I just wanted something that represented my work and not me as an individual necessarily. And my mom one day was telling me a story about her uncle, so my late great uncle, and she just started laughing in this way. I'd never heard her laugh before. She was telling these really funny, eccentric stories about him, and his name was Bud Snow, and that was the first time.
So you never met him?
I never met him. No, I've just heard bizarre stories that are probably not good for the radio.
Well, who wouldn't want to adopt that name then?
Yeah,
so
I liked it.
Is that how you sign all of your art?
Yeah, I sign all my work with Bud.
I'm sure Bud's appreciating that right about now.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think maybe he wanted to be an artist.
It sounds like he was in
some
way or another.
Yeah, maybe he was an artist in his own way.
And did you get your start with Art Start?
No, I actually am from Vancouver, BC, so I've been making work since my early 20s. I actually have been making art my whole life, but I always thought I would be an actor. I never thought I would be a visual artist, but both my parents are visual artists, and it's no surprise to me that I've ended up doing this
yeah.
work.
What is surprising, do I call you Bud?
Yeah, you can call me Bud, sure.
Okay, I'll call you Bud. What is surprising, Bud, is that you've somehow been able to acquire this clean slate, this blank, this tabula rosa in downtown Santa Rosa, 62 foot tall, and it's right on the back side of the Roxy Theater, correct?
Correct.
How did you get that location in the first place?
Well, I had originally received a small grant in 2015 to do 4 small pieces around downtown, and it was to encourage cycling and walking through the city, through the downtown core, in areas that aren't heavily trafficked necessarily. So this wall is on First Street. It's sort of in a sneaky location, even though you can see City Hall from it. And it was really hard for the city to line up those 4 small walls. For some reason, the small locations, the landlords weren't into having like small pieces on their wall. And so in lieu of doing 4 pieces, I pitched doing 1. And this is in 2015. And the 1 was the Roxy. I liked the wall. I thought it was beautiful. So the city reached out to the Roxy then, and we didn't hear back from them for about 6 months. And at that point, a new mural location was offered to me in Juilliard Park to replace those 4 that I originally did.
Yes.
Or was going to do. So I ended up doing that large circle in Juilliard Park.
It's
about 40 by 40
thing.
Feet.
Very beautiful.
Thank you so much. It was really fun to do, but it greatly exceeded the scope of that original grant in 2015.
Yeah.
So at that point, the Roxy reached back out and said, hey, you can do our wall.
Wow.
And I was like, well, we just satisfied this grant over and above the funding. And so at that point, I still wanted to do the wall. But
you needed money.
We needed to line up more funding.
Yeah.
And so that grant had been used up. So I sort of worked with that part of the city still to continue doing all the lining of things up. Like Tara Thompson helped me a lot with lining up the location of the Roxy and getting all the permissions and everything like that.
Well,
but funding came from other places for this wall.
And somehow you got the funding together and you've started the project on the Roxy wall.
Yeah.
And what is your intention with this spot?
So during this whole process in 2016, my best friend, Laura Nicole Kelly, passed away from cancer at 30 years old.
Sorry.
Thank you. It's very sad. We love her dearly. She was hugely influential in Sonoma County to many people. She was an Ayurvedic practitioner and healer, and just an amazing woman all around. She was also a massage therapist, and she worked out in the Diana Center, Sebastopol. And
is this a tribute to her?
This is a tribute to her. So as she was passing, we had a conversation about the mural, and I told her I was going to do it in her honor, and we just had a very special chat, and I asked her about imagery, and She told me some things that she liked, and I have integrated those ideas into this mural, which is going to be a surprise for you guys.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and you've already begun. And do you have a date that you're working toward in terms of being able to unveil it to the town?
Yeah, so we're up on a swing stage, which is a window washing stage.
Yeah, and there's precarious up there.
Two motors that go down. So to operate it, we're basically rolling on a swinging platform that hangs off the roof of the building.
Challenging, yeah.
And we need two people to operate the motors. So that stage, I have it rented for 2 weeks, and I was hoping to complete the mural within that time frame. And we're actually kind of ahead of schedule, I feel like.
Wow, so congratulations.
I have a really good team up here from Oakland and a few painters from Sonoma County, too.
Well, Bud, we are looking forward to the finished product because we love our art and our artists in Sonoma County. And thanks very much for coming in and telling us about it. Can't wait to see it.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You can watch the progress on the backside of the Roxy Theater in downtown Santa Rosa. And that is Julia Davis, a.k.a. Bud Snow. Glad to have you both.